3-2, will be 10-8 for Merlot.
Okay, so it was 91-17.
Yeah, I'm bus 3132. It's just kind of what I was predicting on the phone with Jason. He's just resting his eyes, had his alarm set on his phone. He's fine, ready to roll on his next run. Good operator, I've known him, so I think we're good.
All right, I think we're just more concerned that you just kind of remind him SOP and be careful and just kind of give him that kind of reminder.
Exactly what we went over. I said, yeah, you got to imagine the image you're given when you're on the, you know, the wheel. So it'd probably even be better, just like most drivers, they sit in the back of the bus and rest. But, yeah, he knows now. I said, this is what it brought to your attention. This is why.
Affirmative, like Shelley used to say, every moment's a YouTube moment.
Exactly. All right, we'll be clear. Thanks.
Thank you, 1414.
9118.
9118.
Okay, the bus, the next 20 headed to Beaverton and stopped off, picked up the passengers. And now we're just waiting for extra service to move this bus.
All right, he's just waiting for a ride over there. I think he said he's going to catch the, I'm not sure which way he's going to go. I think he said the bus, 6 to 1, half a dozen to another. So he'll be over there to retrieve it. The pouch, is it somewhere safe?
Yeah, the pouch is on the left-hand side of the operator's seat.
All right, copy. And I guess we'll call Powell to see if they have anybody to take that bus over.
Copy that. We'll go ahead and secure it so I can get this operator to the drug test center.
I copy. 1415.
9111.
9111.
Bus 3010. I believe I saw 7238. Is that bus given permission to do drop-off only?